Krishna Book, Canto 18, The Rajasuya Sacrifice, Chapter 74, Scene 4, Agra Puja of Krishna. Sahadev was fortunate to know the glories of Sri Krishna, and after describing them in brief, he stopped speaking. After his speech was delivered, all the members present in that great sacrificial assembly applauded, confirming his words by continuously saying, "Everything that you have said is completely perfect. Everything that you have said is completely perfect." After hearing the confirmation of all present, especially of the brahmanas and learned sages, King Yudhishthira worshipped Lord Krishna according to the regulative principles of the Vedic injunctions. First of all, King Yudhishthira, along with his brothers, wives, children, and other relatives and ministers, washed the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and then sprinkled that water on their heads. After this, Lord Krishna was offered various kinds of silken garments of yellow color, and heaps of jewelry and ornaments were presented before him for his usage. King Yudhishthira felt such ecstasy by honoring Krishna, who was Yudhishthira's only lovable object, that tears glided down from Yudhishthira's eyes, and although Yudhishthira wanted to, he could not see Lord Krishna very well. Lord Krishna was thus worshipped by King Yudhishthira, and at that time, all the members present in that assembly stood up with folded hands and began to chant, "Jai, Jai, Namaha, Namaha." When all joined together to offer their respectful obeisances to Krishna, there were showers of flowers from the sky. Thus ends Chapter 74, Scene 4, Agra Puja of Lord Krishna. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. The following are notes on this section. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti mentions that the reason Shishupal did not object when Sahadev proposed Krishna for the Agra Puja is that Shishupal wanted to ruin the sacrifice of King Yudhishthira. So if Shishupal had argued earlier against Lord Krishna's receiving the first worship, and then another person had been selected instead, the sacrifice would have then proceeded normally. Therefore, Shishupal allowed Krishna to be selected, waited until the worship was over, and then spoke up, hoping in this way to demonstrate that the sacrifice was now spoiled. Thus, Shishupal would ruin the endeavor of Maharaj Yudhishthira. In this regard, the Acharya quotes the following Smriti reference: "Apuja yatra pujante, pujyanang cha vyatikramaha." In the place where those who are not to be worshipped are worshipped, there is an offense to those who are actually worshipable. And there is also the following statement: "Pratibadnati ishreya puja puja vyatikramaha." Improperly understanding who is to be worshipped and who is not to be worshipped will impede one's progress in life. Radha kunda tate kalinda tanaya kire chavangshi vate premon madhava shadashesha dashaya grastau pramatau sudha gayantau chakadahare gunavaram Bhava Vibhuta Muda Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghuyaga Sri Jiva Gopalaka. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who were sometimes on the bank of Radhakund, or on the shores of the Yamuna, and sometimes at Vanshivat. There they appeared just like madmen, in the full ecstasy of love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms in their bodies, and they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness.